There you see that, the school of opportunities towards every learner's full potential. I think that it's really nicely summarizing or pointing the idea of our country and our ministry, how we arrange basic education. We might ask, what does it mean? In our country, the education is tuition-free, and basic education is guaranteed to all citizens. And how to do that? I think that teachers are key factors and key actors in enabling the students to reach their full potential. And that's why I would like to take some words about teachers in Finland. Our teachers are highly qualified, they are motivated and committed to their work. Teachers from primary school to upper secondary education hold master's degree. That makes they are professionals. The teaching profession, it's really popular in our country. At least one from in maximum one of from 10 place. So it's there is really tough competition. Get that position to study and to be teacher. Pedagogical freedom means that we don't have any school inspections, official ranking lists, or obligatory national testing during comprehensive school. Everything is relied on trust between people. Trust is seen also how parents have been and still think about school. And this academic framework in the university, when we started from 1971, educating teachers in the university, we tried to combine practice, which we mean supervised teaching practice, and analytical academic thinking, and that way provide our graduates tools to operate in the world also in the future about which we don't know so much. Education is based on scientific research, and our students, we hope that they learn essential skills needed to apply scientific knowledge and scientific methods to their independent and demanding work as teachers, counselors, and educators. Completion of pedagogical studies is also required for all teachers employed at the University of Jyväskylä, and it's something special, I think, in our country. And then some words about teacher education in Jyväskylä. Our university offers teacher education for all levels of schooling, from early childhood and primary education to adult education. And you see there these many kinds of teachers we are educating here. Very proud to have also here sign language class teacher education, for example. I think that it's not very typical to have a university training school, and it's really one important part of our teacher education. Even 300 subject teachers and 100 class teachers are supervised in teaching practice every year. a really high amount of teachers. And then we try to, or we have been asked to give this kind of education also abroad. For that reason, we have this EduCluster Finland, and the first start was teacher education and teaching in Abu Dhabi and Alain during it's carried out in 2010 until 2015. I think that they are the first steps in our country, but we see that many countries, they are interested in education of our country, maybe mostly because of these extremely high level PISA results. And then our core fields, if I pick up only one from that list, we are very happy to see that that one of those core fields is education, learning, and teaching in the future. It's very important for us in this education field in our university. Then in our university we had research evaluation. Yes. Oh, and there you see that we have at least in psychology, but also in many other fields, very important research in our country. Music and health sciences are one of them. We try to answer to different kinds of also global problems, but also in our country we see that there are many challenges in our society. That's why we see that we have something to produce or provide for quality of childhood, preventing social exclusion, workability and well-being, multicultural things, IT-based society, as we saw. It's very tricky with respect the state of waters and energy things. And some examples from research topics in education. In our faculty, we have these kind of topics: promoting professional agency in education and healthcare, intergenerational partnerships, and their emergent forms of children's well-being, teaching and learning interactions, and in psychology, in the Faculty of Social Sciences, learning difficulties, and I found that you will have a possibility to learn to know about this grammar game. And then a very important thing in our university is also this PISA study and results there. And they are the Institute for Educational Research is carrying this part in Jyväskylä. So on behalf of the University of Jyväskylä, I have a great pleasure to welcome you to Jyväskylä and our university. I hope that you'll enjoy being here, being in Finland, in Jyväskylä. And I wish you really inspiring time with your colleagues, and especially on these very important topics on education I found you had. You are warmly welcome. Thank you.